Dear viewers of Madni channel, the lengthy invocations that have been narrated in Hadith for reciting after Salah should be recited after the Sunnah prayers of Zuhr, Maghrib and Isha. Before the Sunnah, offer a short dua, otherwise the reward of the Sunnah prayers will be reduced due to delaying them. Do not increase or decrease the number of any dua or invocation if its respective amount has been prescribed and mentioned in Hadith. This is because the mentioned virtues of these invocations are related to the number specified. The effect of increasing or decreasing the number can be understood by the example of a lock, which is opened by a key which has a specific number of teeth. If the teeth of the key are increased or decreased, it will not function and open the lock. Despite this, if any doubt occurs about the number that has been recited, one can recite more. This will be regarded as an attempt for completion and not as an increase. After completing the Sunnah and voluntary Nafil prayers of the five daily Salah, recite these invocations. These have been numbered for convenience, but it is not a condition to recite them in this particular order. Reciting Salat upon the Prophet before every and after every invocation brings additional blessings. Whoever recites Ayatul Kursi once after every Salah will enter paradise as soon as he dies. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Translation: O Allah, help me to invoke your zikr, remembrance, pay gratitude and perform your worship virtuously. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Translation: I seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, except whom no one is worthy of worship. He is ever alive. He is the sustainer. I repent in his court. Whoever recites this three times after every Salah, his sins will be forgiven, even if he has fled from the battlefield of jihad. Tasbih Fatima: Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 33 times. This amounts to 99. And finally, recite La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Translation: There is none worthy of worship but Allah. Allah is alone. He has no associate. Sovereignty is for Him and all praise is for Him. He has power over everything. Once to complete 100, the sins of the reciter of this will be forgiven, even if they are equal to the foam of the ocean. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has said, whoever recites Qul huwallahu ahad, the entire surah, 10 times after every obligatory salah, will have Allah Azza wa Jal make his divine pleasure and forgiveness necessary for him. Sayyiduna Zaid ibn Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam once said, whoever recites Subhana Rabbika Rabbil Izzati Amma Yasifoon wa Salamun Alal Mursaleen Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, three times after every Salah, it is as if he has filled a huge vessel with reward. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.